Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy Andrews, for those of you who might not know me. If you're new here, hi, hello, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for tuning in this week again, you loyal little listener. So I've been starting my weeks off pretty much with a tarot spread. And if tarot isn't for you, go find another podcast. I think I depended on tarot talk a little bit too much. So I started pulling my own cards. And what I realized with the cards that I pulled this week is that they wanted me to pay attention to my relationship with giving and receiving. So what did I do? I made it episode 23. I had to ask myself, what is my relationship to giving? Well, to give means to give a fuck. Gift giving? I love it. Surprises? I'm so good at them. My time? I'm very generous, I think. But the truth is, I've been a giver my whole life. I've given to my family. I've given to my friends. I've given to my education, my career, everything outside of myself. And the biggest lesson that I think I've learned so far is being able to feel comfortable with receiving gifts, compliments, affection, attention. What is wrong with a little love and appreciation? What is wrong with being comfortable accepting everything that we know we want and that we know we deserve? Aha! There's the catch. We're too comfortable being undeserving. We're too comfortable with the feeling of being unworthy. Unworthy of creating a life full of worth. But I hate to break it to you, darling. Your life is already full of worth and recognition, even if you yourself don't feel that way. I spoke a bit on imposter syndrome in episode 6. About how I didn't think I would be capable of being here right now with a background in fashion. But in reality, your background doesn't matter. What matters is what you gained from your past experiences that will ultimately prepare you to propel forward. Imposter syndrome is fraudulent. It's a mindset. It's as fake as the belief of you not being able to accomplish what you're after. I was watching this girl on YouTube. She used to work as a nurse, but she made the pivot to become a fashion stylist. And she mentioned how intimidating it was going to fashion school, being in a room full of creatives as a nurse. But can you imagine being a creative in a room full of nurses? No, thank you. I don't understand a thing. Get me out of here. You could find yourself sitting at the top of your goals, but if there's no fulfillment, there's no alignment. And when you're not aligned, it makes it that much harder for you to receive. When I was little, I was so iconic. I remember I would receive compliments from certain friends, and instead of saying thank you, I would be like, I know, right? That's the type of energy that I'm here for. Blowing my own shit up, because who else is going to? If I were to do that now, people would be like, oh my god, she's so full of herself. Well, damn right, I'm a glass half full type of girl, and it'll always be that way, motherfucker. But I'm a big believer in superstitions, and recently I've heard that accepting someone's compliment with a thank you is dangerous. Not every compliment is genuine, correct? So why not receive it with caution? Accepting someone's compliment with a thank you is like accepting their energy with a thank you. Genuine or not. It's the same with receiving hate. Are you going to agree and say thank you? No, I don't think so. You're going to stand up for yourself. I would hope so. If you can stand up for yourself against hate, what is stopping you from standing firm in love and appreciation? So what should you say instead of thank you or I know, right? How about going off? Talk about the brands you use or where did you get it from? Tell them how sweet they are to notice. How lovely it makes you feel. After all, you know what you're working with. A compliment is simply acknowledgement, and how daring of someone to take notice. But I know we all might not feel as comfortable with receiving, because truly, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? To receive means to accept offers, support, gifts, ideas. It allows others to give to you. It allows others to support you. But only if you're accepting and you're open to those gifts and offers. The trick is to allow yourself to fully receive. Sometimes that just means resting in the moment, doing nothing else. We're so quick to feel guilty for not doing anything or obligated to do something when that's not what receiving is about. Think about it. Someone sees you, someone acknowledges you, and your first instinct is to not make it about you or to downplay your accomplishments. But that's the kind thing to do. That's how everyone says you should react, with kindness, with humbleness. But this isn't the Do What Everyone Says podcast. It's the Do What Feels Right to You podcast, even if that means going against the norm. Don't invite me over if you throw another pity party, because I'll tell you to get up and go do something about it. You're deserving of your desires, and you're worthy of them too. Just accept it. It isn't easy, but it's possible. It took me a long time to accept or even consider myself to be aligned to my higher path. But now, it's truly no joke. An obvious disclaimer, I'm not sharing this to feel like I'm better or more aligned than anyone else. We're all exactly where we're supposed to be. I only share this to be the proof that you need to go ahead and follow your dreams. I'm big on proof. I need to know whatever I'm working on is actually able to come to life, and that was easy with fashion. I was creating samples, and I got to see them come to life on the sales room floor. Concept to completion. A full cycle. Going into the pod, I had no proof. Just practice. Countless hours of filming and editing in my bedroom. All those years I spent vlogging were practice. For when I became my own proof. Those ideas you have, those goals you want to accomplish, that's your proof. You didn't receive those by coincidence. And as woo-woo as it sounds, the universe trusts that you are the only one capable of bringing those ideas, those brands, those companies, those vibes to life. If you think it, you can be it. But that's only if you believe it. Don't feel bad for allowing yourself to be on the receiving end. After all, being the giver stirs up just as much satisfaction as being the receiver. First of all, you're worthy because you're alive. You're here and you're well. And you deserve to be celebrated. Now, and not before it's too late. You can't just receive because you'll become spoiled and selfish. And you can't just give because you'll have nothing left for yourself. Giving and receiving is a constant cycle, but it's a cycle that doesn't have to include guilt and shame. It's a cycle that's done out of pure love, intention, and appreciation. Moving on to the unlearning part of the podcast, the part of the pod where we discuss any habits or mindsets that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I'm not really unlearning anything. It's more like realizing that the people in your dreams, if you recognize them, if you know them, if you've known them in past lives, it rarely has to do with the actual person in your dream. So if you're dreaming about an old friend or even worse, an ex, just know that it has nothing to do with that person. Instead, it's your dream, your subconscious, showing you perhaps an old identity of yours that you're possibly working through right now, whether you know it or not. I know it might not make sense to everyone, but you'll get it if it's for you. So don't go texting your ex or trying to reconcile old relationships. No. Put that dream into ChatGPT. Bless you, kitty. Put that dream into ChatGPT. She confirmed it. And do the self-work. Bless you. I swear, almost 9 times out of 10, there's always something in there. Test it out. Let me know. If anything I touched on in this episode hit a sweet spot for you, please let me know. Don't be shy. Don't forget to follow the pod so you don't miss out on any future unfashionable moments with me. Thank you so much for listening, especially if you're listening all the way up until this moment. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off-trend.